This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Wildfire smoke that poses a health hazard to millions is choking the West Coast as firefighters battle deadly blazes. The flames have obliterated some towns and displaced tens of thousands of people in California and Oregon states. Many people who still have homes are not safe in them. A half million Oregon residents are under evacuation warnings or orders to leave. With air contamination levels at historic highs, people are stuffing towels against door jams to keep smoke out. Some even wear N95 masks in their own homes. The death toll is now at least 31 in the region, and it is expected to rise. Search and rescue workers found three more bodies in the rubble of a Northern California wildfire, raising the death toll there to at least 12 and total deaths in the state's recent blazes to at least 22. The Butte County Sheriff, Corey Ahune, announced the additional deaths Saturday, but he did not provide any other details. He said 13 people remain unaccounted for at the time. The fire, which roared into Berry Creek and Feather Falls in the Sierra Nevada foothills northeast of San Francisco Tuesday night, destroyed the small town of Berry Creek and other mountain communities in the shadow of a 2018 wildfire that killed 85 people. Tropical Storm Sally formed Saturday off South Florida. Amid forecast, it would reach hurricane strength early in the week before striking the northern Gulf Coast with high winds and a possible life-threatening storm surge. The earliest 18th named storm in the Atlantic tropical season, Sally, already was better organized within hours of forming and was expected to become a hurricane by late Monday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Domestic air travel in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the global coronavirus outbreak, has returned to pre-pandemic levels, according to authorities. The virus was first detected in Wuhan late last year, and the city underwent a draconian 76-day lockdown as its hospital struggled to deal with a tidal wave of cases that required the rapid construction of field hospitals to handle the overflow. Since reopening in early April, numbers of domestic flights serving the city, as well as the number of passengers, had recovered, according to the operator of the Wuhan International Airport. Coronavirus infections in the Dakotas are growing faster than anywhere else in the United States. It's fueling impassioned debates over mask and personal freedom after months in which the two states avoided the worst of the pandemic. The argument over masks raged this week in Brookings, South Dakota, as the city council considered requiring face coverings in businesses. The city was forced to move its meeting to a local arena to accommodate intense interest, with many citizens speaking against it before the mask requirement ultimately passed. Amid the brute force of the pandemic, health experts warned that the infections must be contained before care systems are overwhelmed. There are more than 918,000 deaths from COVID-19 globally, more than 28.6 million infections. Most of the deaths and infections remain in the United States. Israeli police detained several protesters late Saturday after thousands gathered outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence to demand his resignation. Netanyahu's on trial for corruption but has ruled out resigning during the proceedings. He is also facing increasing criticism for mishandling the virus pandemic. Police in plain clothes were seen leading away several protesters. Weekly protests against him over his corruption trial have expanded to include demonstrations against the handling of the health crisis and the resulting economic plan in pain. A group of families, some of them sobbing, appealed for help Saturday in getting their relatives released in mainland China. The authorities detained their activist relatives last month as they tried to leave the city by boat to Taiwan. Hong Kong media say the activists were seeking political asylum. At a news conference, their relatives wore masks and hats to shield their identities. But Hong Kong lawmaker James To said that their right to legal representation has been undermined. And earlier this week, the Hong Kong chief executive, Carrie Lam, said if the detainees had been arrested for breaking mainland law, that they have to be dealt with according to the mainland laws. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.